right, take a deep breath and start over.
Fast asleep, I wait for you to dream. I long for you to be in my arms again. Make love. Smiling back at me, but only in your dreams can I see your face so beautiful. I can't let you go and be all alone. Daylight comes between us. She comes alive, and all I can do is wait for you now, all alone. Asleep, her face says more every day. I know I should let go, let her live her life away from mine, but I just can't let go and be alone.
All right, man, what's up with your pizza?
Hello?
All right, hello?
We closed already.
I don't give a damn. I'm here to complain.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm complaining about your bitch-ass pizza.
About what?
About your pizza.
Okay.
That shit is nasty as fuck.
I can't understand you, sir.
Hey, I'm calling to complain, and I'm pissed off.
Okay.
I got a pizza from one of y'all delivery dudes, and I think it was the other night, and he showed up. I gave him the tip. I opened the box up, and there was pieces taken out of it. What'd you say?
What day was it?
Shit, man. I think it was 29th. What day was that? I think it was on Monday. Yeah. I've been sick in bed from y'all pizza. I don't know what the fuck that dude did to my pizza. Jerking off. That shit ain't cool.
Okay, what you gotta do is you gotta call back tomorrow and ask me, over.
How about I just come over there? Let me talk to the delivery dude.
No.
I'll shove it down his motherfucking
throat. I'm just a cleaning guy here.
Huh?
We're closed already. That's what I'm saying.
I need to talk to the manager right now. I've been sick. I've been sick as a dog. You know what I'm saying?
What's your name?
My name is Tyrone.
I'll put a note. You want to have them call you tomorrow?
Yeah, put a little flippy stacky on the wall. Flippy flacky. Serious, dude. What? Can you hear me?
No, I have a bad connection.
Hey,
I'm sorry.
Got some of your... I want to speak to the delivery dude because I think that he put some shit on my pizza.
Okay.
I'm not even playing.
Nobody here now. I'm just a cleaning guy. That's what I'm saying.
I know, dude, but he knows my daughter. And I think that, you know, they got a little problems from school, something like that. And I think he took it out on me. You know, I'm just a hungry-ass man trying to eat some dinner. Cool. You know what I'm saying? We like good pizza, too.
Of course.
How come we can't have good pizza? You know what I'm saying? We like some pizza. I work
come
hard,
back tomorrow?
Sir, I realize you the cleaning dude, but I work hard for my money, and I feel like I did not get my money's worth, and I had to take off 2 days from work, you know what I'm saying, because of... Hey, man, hey, quiet.
Look,
I'm on the phone with him right now.
You got to call back tomorrow, man.
Hey, man.
Be on it, okay?
Hey, dude, just listen to me real quick, man.
Okay.
Dude.
Thank you.
Listen to me, dude. Put the mop down and listen to me, dude. I'm not even playing. I'm right around the corner, sir. I'm gonna come beat those windows down.
Okay.
I'm gonna come like a raging ass gorilla. Beat those motherfucking windows down like I beat Cheeks too, sir. Then I'm gonna find the delivery dude and shove a bunch of pepperonis and olives up his ass.
Okay.
And make him again.
This time I gotta go.
Mop it up, you asshole. Son of a bitch.
I am sick and tired of you calling my house all the goddamn time. I am sick. I had it up to here with you all calling my house. I traced you down there with the caller ID, and I'm going to call the cops on you. You keep calling my goddamn house in the odd hours of the night.
Sir, I don't know what you're talking about. But maybe you should call the police.
Because
I'm scared of you.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I explain.
Sir?
Yeah, what's going on with this?
Hold on. Is this a home number?
Go up and get the fuck back up on stairs.
Ow!
Get the fuck up on the...
Sir?
Yes, hello.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, everything's okay.
I am so sorry. I haven't been calling your house. I have a 2-year-old. Maybe he's been accidentally... I haven't called...
Yeah, see,
when
what happens... I'm sorry, ma'am. I came off a little bit rude. What happened was my wife, she went through a cardiac arrest the other day.
Uh-huh.
We released her back from the hospital. The whole left side of her body's retarded. It doesn't work no more. So the whole thing is that, you know, I've been trying to take care of her. I've been getting frustrated. Yeah. And then, you know, all of a sudden these calls been happening when I'm trying to empty my colostomy bag out, talking about, well, oh, what you gonna do, cuz? What you gonna do, cuz? I told them I ain't nobody's cuz. I'm your grandpa. They hung up.
Yeah.
And, you know, I star 6. And of course, you know, that's what I call
back. Can I have your name? I mean, maybe it's my...
My name is Great Wandu.
What is it?
the great Wandu. I go under, I'm a circus act. I'm also a preacher. Two times I've been abducted.
Okay, well, I have no idea. We have not been calling. I mean, I am so sorry.
Oh,
I just, I don't know. If it happens again, call me. My name is Dan Schott, and it's probably the phone company, or I have no idea. We would never, ever call somebody like that.
Hold on 1 second.
I'm taking bed, and y'all playing on the phone.
Go take your medicine.
I'm taking bed, and y'all just grabbing.
No, go play with yourself up there. I don't know. Go play with the toys. Get up in the stairs. Just leave me alone.
Asshole.
Leave me alone, woman.
You mean to me.
This side of your body don't even work.
You mean to me. I'm trying to talk to you
asshole. Oh, go ahead again. It's just
you
regular,
asshole,
huh? Every week it's the same. I end up in jail paying for you goddamn crack. Crazy ass lady. I'm sorry about that. I'll go ahead and give you a call back if it happens again. I am going to be monitoring this.
You should, you know. I mean, because we get a lot of calls to this house saying about different people too. You know, I don't know what's going on with the phone company, but we always get a lot of calls saying, oh, is Dana here? And
it's all bullshit. It's a piece of shit to try to get everything to come together. And, you know, I'm trying to do my circus act at the same time as preaching. Y'all go to church. Y'all blow trees.
Excuse me?
Y'all blow... Never mind. Go ahead and do the tag. I'll go ahead and put a note. And I'll put your number on there. I already have it on the caller ID. I'll monitor it. If I get another prank call, I'll go ahead and... I'll try to do a *69 again. Hopefully it ain't you the answers to my rudeness.
Okay.
But I mean, I'm sorry about the initial attack. It was just, you know, goddamn.
I understand. You guys are under stress, and I understand. I haven't been calling. Nobody has been calling, and I really don't understand. And I'm so sorry.
All right. Well, thank you very much, man. I mean, try to have a good night. If not. You know, pray for me, pray for my wife. If you believe in the good Jehovah, you know he's got alien babies.
Oh yeah, I do. I will. I am so sorry if this happens again. Just please call and I'll tell my mom and maybe we can like.
You guys can watch the TV. Make sure I don't float away. I don't know. Like, you know. It's
yeah.
It's you know, like the last time that it happened, it was the same thing. All these calls, and then all of a sudden they show up in the room. You know. They show up in the room ready to take me out butt naked.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Well, I think if it does happen again, that maybe you should call the phone company.
The bright lights that'll fuck with you.
Huh?
The bright lights that'll mess with your eyes. Give you diarrhea. But anyways, that's a whole different story right there. My wife wears diapers. She don't got to worry about that. Oh, everybody knows about it. It leaks out your goddamn drawers when you're walking around the goddamn store. Oh, get your stink ass out. All right, I'll get back at you. I'll get back.
Okay, I'm sorry, sir.
Okay, bye. Okay.
Oh, God, man.
My phone's out.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Is this Mr. Yeah.
Yep.
How you doing tonight, sir? I know it's a little late, but this is emergency call. I'm from the Rancho Cucamonga Water Department.
Yep.
/ Upland. As you know, there's a big water shortage going on, and we're asking everybody to please, you know, turn the sprinklers off, stop washing their cores. You know what I'm saying? Stop wasting water, you know, having little playtime outside with the water hoses, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, are you drunk?
What's that?
Are you drunk?
No, I'm not, sir.
Well, then why are you calling me?
Why not?
Well, first of all, I'm in a condo complex. I have no control over the water usage.
If
you call me at 10:38 on a Saturday night. I want to know your name and where you're from. Rancho Cucamonga Water Department.
Yes.
And you're calling me right now.
Well, sir, listen to me. They got a. We have a whole team of us out here. We're because.
Well, I'm on the phone with them right now. You know. Yes.
Hello. Sir, are you there?
Pardon?
Oh, okay. No, this is what's going on here. There's a big water shortage going on, and we're trying to...
Call me at 10:30.
Sir, I've been on the phone all day, sir. I mean, I'm sorry. You had to be the one to get...
You have no right to call me after 9 o'clock by law.
Yeah, sir, we're trying to help you out. We're trying to help out the whole city. We're trying to help mankind. You know what I'm saying?
I think you've got a problem.
I think, sir, you're going to have a problem. I'm trying to let you know that there is a problem going on. You don't want to listen.
Huh?
You don't want to listen. There's going to be a problem, sir.
I know. When I call the cops tonight and tell them what you're doing, I will.
Oh, that's fine, sir.
Because I really don't believe a name of Smack is works for the Rancho Cucamonga Water Department.
Sir, my name is Bruce Smackass. That's my last name, sir.
Okay.
You want to hear me out, sir?
Huh?
Do you want to hear me out, sir? Or do you want to be closed-minded and have a little attitude going on? I've been on the phone all day. I'm tired as hell.
Okay,
I don't give a damn whether you're the water gets shut on or off.
You call somebody else at 10:30 at night.
What's that?
You call somebody else at 10:30 at night. I do everything I do. I don't water my lawn because I belong to an association. I have no lawn.
Okay.
And we only take 2 showers a day.
Why don't you take more?
Okay, so we do everything we want to do. But when I call the Rancho Cucamonga Water Department tomorrow night, better be working there.
You go right on ahead and call him, sir.
I will.
Go right on ahead. That's what we got a whole fleet of us out here trying to let everybody know.
Calling people at 10:30 at night, you don't.
Oh, yes, sir. This is a crazy world we're going into. The war with everything
going
on.
And with a name like yours, you ought to.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I don't like somebody call me at 10:30 telling me I should watch water that I use.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to tell you.
And saying you work for the city.
Yeah. I'm trying to let you know about the upcoming epidemic.
Why would the Rancho Cucamonga Water Department call me in Upland?
Because we're linked up, sir. We're from the same company. It's just
we'll find out tomorrow.
It's a different city, sir.
We'll find out tomorrow.
Why are you racist?
Because I'll call tomorrow.
My name is Bruce Smackass.
I know. And I will check on it.
Oh. Are you going to live in an apartment?
I will check on it.
Are you going to take a shower tonight?
Why do I want to take a shower? Wipe off the dirt you're throwing at me?
Yeah. See, there you go with the racist talk, sir.
No.
That's how. Yes, exactly, sir.
You're just trying to cause an argument, sir.
Sir, I'm from the association.
I will tell you, tomorrow I am calling the Rancho Cucamonga Water Department, and you better work there because I'm coming after you.
Bruce Smackass is the name, sir.
I got you.
I got your number, sir.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
But I'll tell you, anyone that works for the city that would threaten anybody is beyond. You're not working for the city.
Did I threaten you?
You're fake.
Did I threaten you?
Yes, you are.
How am I doing that, sir? What threats have I made to you, sir?
You said you're coming after me.
No, I did not say that,
sir. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. You say I'm racist.
You told me you're
coming
after
me.
You are racist. People like you that mess up the whole world.
Yeah, that's typical of people like you that don't have enough sense to call people at the time. So that's why I know you don't work for the Rancho Cucamonga Water
Department. You are an angry person, sir. Angry.
Yeah.
Angry as hell. Just no good angry man.
Yeah, right.
But you know what I'm saying? I believe in Jesus Christ, and I think you should
too. Hey, the Rancho Cucamonga Water Department don't deal on Christ, Chief. You're a setup.
You know what I am? I'm drunk.
That's right. You absolutely are.
I'm drunk and I got no friends. That's why I'm calling you.
And I'd like to know how you got my number.
Sir, I'm drunk as hell and I'm lonely. I'm bored. I ain't got no wife, my kids. Nobody likes me.
Thank you. Good night.
Want to be my friend, sir?
Good night.
Be my friend. Can I jump in bed with you? We can take a shower, sir.
Are you sick?
No, I'm not sick. I'm lonely as hell.
Yeah, you sound lonely.
Sir, I'm lonely. Be my friend. I want to take showers, too. My name is Bruce, though, sir. I wasn't lying about that. I'm lonely, sir.
Why did you call my number?
I don't. It was just a random number, sir.
But you know what it who the number belongs to.
I know. I looked in the phone book. I'll be honest. I'm lonely as hell.
No, you didn't. You got somebody with you, buddy.
No.
Yes, you do. And don't ever come around my house.
Sir, don't be mad at me. I'm sorry.
Sir, you're in deep shit because I'm calling the cops and I'm going to trace this phone call.
Okay.
Get the other call, babe. Get the other phone and call the cops.
Okay.
We're coming after you, buddy.
Okay.
You're setting me up.
Okay, bye.
They can't trace the call.
You better hope they can't, kid.
Man, what are they going to do anyway?
I'm not going to do anything.
You got him on there threatening you.
I really do, actually. You didn't threaten him for anything.
I didn't threaten him.
Yeah, you didn't. That's how it was.